From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case for diplomacy and collective action when he addresses the UN General Assembly later on Monday. A White House official said Obama will point to the recently completed nuclear deal between the P5 plus one and Iran as an example of what can be accomplished through international cooperation. The U.S. president also will address the conflict in Syria, calling for the need to couple military efforts against the Islamic State militant group with a commitment for a political resolution in the war-torn country. Syria is also expected to be a focus of Obama's talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin later on Monday. In an interview with VOA in New York, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says East African nations that have worked to bring a new peace agreement for South Sudan should expand their efforts to include the international community in implementing that pact. This will help open humanitarian corridors and establish a unity government.
I think the key focus now is actually on implementation. And given the fact that all parties have signed, I believe there is a keen commitment on the part of all South Sudanese parties to see a genuine peace achieved. And what they need from us is really the backing, to see the process of implementation through.
In addition to the situation in South Sudan, Kenyatta told VOA that his government is greatly increasing its investment in security. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani have told U.S. media outlets that embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must remain in power to fight terrorism. VOA's Victor Beatty reports, however, that the United States U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power says Assad's presence actually attracts more foreign fighters to Syria.
Speaking to the cable news network Sunday, Mr. Rouhani said that in driving out terrorists in Syria, we have no solution other than to strengthen the central authority of that country. In a separate interview with CBS, Mr. Putin said he supports the legitimate government of Syria. The Russian leader warned any actions to destroy it will create a situation which you can witness now in the other countries of the region, where all the state institutions are disintegrated. Appearing Sunday on U.S. television, U.S. UN Ambassador Power was asked if President Obama could be comfortable with Mr. Assad remaining in office.
The challenge with Assad, in addition to the fact that he gasses his own people and uses barrel bombs and, you know, that we haven't seen a dictator like him in a very long time.
Meanwhile, Iraq says it will be sharing security and intelligence information with Russia, Iran, and Syria in the fight against the IS group. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
In a related story, Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight the Islamic State. No specific details on the new agreement have been made available yet, but it's a clear sign of growing Russian influence in the region. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State in Iraq says that the U.S. objects to Syria being part of the intelligence-sharing group. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran on Monday, cutting short his visit for the UN General Assembly so that he can take part in a ceremony honoring the Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed dead among the 769 killed last week outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. More than 300 Iranians remain missing. On Sunday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali al-Khamenei demanded Saudi Arabia apologize for the stampede. Iranians protested Sunday outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran for a third straight day. Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel bin Ahmed al-Jubeir accused Iran of politically exploiting the tragedy. Taliban insurgents say they have captured parts of the northern Afghanistan city of Kunduz after staging a pre-dawn attack. Local media says the militants have captured the provincial legislature and a hospital, along with other key buildings. Afghan officials say fighting is intense, but would not confirm Taliban claims of seizing control over key institutions. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.